My friend, let's take the time to spend with Jesus. Sometimes life can be so hectic, so busy, that we miss out on the one thing that's needed. What is that? That we might draw closer to Jesus. That we, like Mary, might sit in the presence of God and listen to His Word. My friend, take the time to know Him and the power of His resurrection.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
In Philippians chapter 3 and verse 10, the Apostle Paul says, "That I might know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings, being conformed to His death." I think what we see here with Paul is that he has this intense craving for God. He is saved. He is filled with the Holy Spirit, but he hungers and thirsts for God. There's a striving on his part. In other words, he's not satisfied. He wants more of the Lord in his life. And I pray that you have that same desire, that you hunger and thirst after God in the same way. You know, the Apostle Paul also said in verse 12, "Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but what? But I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me." So what I see here with Paul is that he has this intense craving for God. He wants to know Christ experientially. He wants to experience the power of God in and through his life. A lot of times after we've been saved for some length of time, we become somewhat passive or complacent with God or in our relationship with the Lord, but not the Apostle Paul. He hungers and he thirsts after God. Verse 13 says, "Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead." Verse 14, then what? "I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." So Paul has this attitude, and that attitude is this: I desire more of Jesus in my life. Let's not be like the church of the Laodiceans that thought they were okay, but they were not okay. They were lukewarm, and therefore Jesus vomits them out of his mouth. My friend, I pray that you have a heart that is on fire for God, that you are a God seeker, that you're willing to press in and press on with the Lord. I like what David said in Psalm 27, verse 4. He says, "One thing," not many things, "but one thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek." What is that? "That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple." So what do we see with this psalmist? The psalmist has an intense craving for God. He wants to be in the presence of the Lord. My friend, I hope and pray that you have this desire to be in the very presence of God, that you would be a God seeker. Not that we just go through the religious traditions of things, but we would truly desire in our heart more of God in our lives, that you might experience Christ greater in your life. I pray that you have this intense craving for the Lord. I think of Mary, who sat at the feet of Jesus and listened to the Word of God. Where is she? She's in the presence of the Lord. She's listening to the Word of God. Why is she doing that? Because that is what is in her heart. She has this hunger and this desire for more of Jesus. My friend, sometimes like Martha, we can get caught up in the busyness of life. Life can be so busy. Life can become so hectic. But if we don't take the time to sit at the feet of Jesus, then we're going to have a difficult time experiencing more of Christ in our lives. My friend, do the right thing. Take the time to be in the presence of the Lord, to be in His Word, and to seek the very face of Almighty God, and He will bless you.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.